This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
FNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and Sportsmap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell, until 9:30, but he'll join us at 9. We take you into Charlie Palillo, right here on ESPN 97.5. Not much to talk about locally, other than yet another defection out of the Astros organization. It seems like everybody in their front office, everybody in their scouting department, everyone in their minor league system, and now Dave Hudgens, who is one of the great hitting coaches of all time, is headed to Toronto. This is a mass exodus of Astros employees. I wonder what the deal is. Maybe we'll have try to get Jeff Luno on here shortly. I know he's busy with a lot of stuff. This is always, it's always a busy time for Jeff Luno. But I'll tell you this, just thinking about it yesterday. Hey, no Keuchel, no Morton, no McCullers. Three-fifths of your rotation. Now, you start with Verlander and Cole, and everybody, you know, it seems like, well, you're still going to be okay. But you're replacing three-fifths of your starting rotation. You got to go get a new hitting coach. He's redoing the entire, what seems like the entire organization as well, through the minor leagues and for front office, scouting department, and everything else. So it is a really busy time for Jeff Luno. Maybe we'll be able to get him on. Maybe not. He's got so many people to interview and hire. But that is it's starting to become, I wonder, I don't know, maybe it's everybody, you know, cherry picking the organization. Maybe there's some of that. I don't know how, what people feel about in the organization. I don't know. You know, a lot of organizations pay players, and we've heard this plenty from Rockets past. The players get paid and treated wonderfully. Not this regime, not this Tillman regime, but under Less. It was, you know, and then everything else was nickel and dimed. So I wonder, you never know what's going on in an organization unless you're in it, right? But it seems like there's a mass exodus going on for the Astros.
Well, they got rid of a lot of scouts previously, and so that was thought, okay.
Because they only got to the American League Championship Series?
Oh, no, this is even before then.
Yeah.
This is before then. Was this
they cleaned house and redid it all.
Yeah, this is previously they got rid of several scouts. Then after the season ended, you know, you lost a lot of guys, and now you lost guys from the infrastructure. Now you're losing guys from the dugout.
Well, you lost Cora last year.
Yeah, that was going to happen. Hudgens, I don't know. Is Hudgens, what I'd like to know is Hudgens, Is that a mutual thing, or is this an upgrade for him? Going to become a bench coach, is there going to be more money in it for him? Like you said, we don't know what the financial situation looks like. It just looks highly...
Is bench coach the next step to manager?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah, because, you know, that was the natural progression for Alex Cora, although Alex Cora was a name because of his playing days, you know, and probably had he's got a lot more.
We might need to get Richie on because he'll know everything that's going on here in the organization.
Yeah, but
it's a lot of changes for a team that won a World Series and then go to the ALCS. It just feels like a ton of organizational changes.
Reading Astro Ball, it just seemed to me like Jeff Luneau was a great person to work for because he took everybody's opinions into account. He made his own decision. And he said at times he felt bad because, you know, he made a decision which was contrary to Sid Medall's or his scouting team. His analytics team would think of one way and his scouting department would think another. And he had to make tough decisions. But it seemed like he always, you know, he kept everybody's opinion in mind. And I guess as an employee, that's all you can ask, right? I mean, yeah, maybe you didn't choose the guy that I wanted you to choose, but at least you took it into consideration and just didn't blow me off. Jeff Luneau seemed like that kind of guy in the book that was very level-headed and made level-headed decisions. And that's the kind of guy that you want to work for.
By the way, this is the third guy from the staff, actually. Doug White, bullpen coach, was hired by the Angels as their new pitching coach. Assistant hitting coach Jeff Albert took an offer from the Cardinals to become their new hitting coach. So these are all upgrades. These are people picking from a successful organization.
Yeah.
And it looks like that's across the board, which is a testament to Jeff Luneau and the organization for finding and developing these talents. But now, you know, Cora goes from bench coach to manager, World Series. Doug White goes from bullpen coach to pitching coach. I mean, that's an upgrade. You can't begrudge him for doing that. You can't begrudge the Astros for allowing him to do that. Jeff Albert goes from assistant hitting coach to hitting coach. I mean, these are, you know, of course, Dave Hudgens goes from hitting coach to bench coach. These are all moves that these are all moves that are going to happen when you're really good. You see it happen with Nick Saban's staff. You see it happen with Bill Belichick's staff. That's
the price.
Yeah, that's just that happens. The organizational ones are the ones that are just a little bit different.
Yeah, no. All right, well, I hadn't heard you. I mean, since McCullers got his surgery, he's out until 2020, and it doesn't look like he's going to be able to start throwing until the season starts.
No, it's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to go into the 2020 season. So what's your, okay, your best bet, opening day rotation on 2019?
Well, I mean, I think Charlie Morton's going to be a Yankee. And the Yankees asked for his medicals, and they're digging into him hard, and that's the kind of guy they would add. I don't think Charlie's going
to
be here.
I don't think he wants to go to New York. Who does?
Yeah, well, I don't think Charlie's going to be here, and I don't think Keuchel's going to be here. And so, I mean, you've got your one and your two are obviously set, and I guess three is going to come from another team, is going to be a free agent. I would say four, or the next three, I'm not going to put them in any order because I don't know yet. I do think Whitley will be one of them. A free agent is going to be one. And you know what? I think you might be right on Fromber because he does have a little bit of a sample size.
Not only that, you got a lefty. You know,
yeah, you need to have at least one lefty in there.
I
don't think Josh James is going to be a starter. I think they're going to mold him for the pen.
And I don't think – I think with the success that he had, I think Colin McHugh stays in the bullpen, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, I do too.
He had a resurgence. He had an ERA
Brad
under two.
Be gone, and he was a party. Will Harris is going to be gone. Brad Peacock's going to be gone. These are guys who have been in your pen for a while. I think Colin McHugh, you're going to need him there to maintain a level of consistency in the pen. So, yeah, I don't think Colin McHugh goes anywhere.
Yeah.
Get the young arms going in the rotation.
Yeah.
Do you think three from the organization will fill three, four, or five? I don't. I think they'll go find another Charlie Morton.
They might, or they'll pay Charlie Morton. According to Charlie Morton, he wanted to be here, right?
Yeah, I guess it depends on what the Astros analytics and the financials say.
And why do you think Peacock will be gone?
Well, I believe Peacock is a free agent, right?
No, he's got 2 years of arbitration, though.
How old is he?
He's been around a little while. Yeah. He's 30.
How does he still have 2 years of arbitration?
Well, he didn't come up until
then. I guess not. Yeah. I thought he was. I thought he's been around a lot longer than that.
No. Peak, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, they probably wouldn't get, but I don't know. They move him back in the rotation, although he was very successful. I thought he was a better pitcher than McHugh was. So I don't know. That'll be interesting to see whether or not they give him a shot. I know our Peacock friends will enjoy that. They love the Peacock. So
I guess he could be in the rotation because he's been there before. That could be your quote unquote Charlie Morton, I guess. But yeah, I mean, he could actually be.
Yeah.
He's got a history doing it anyway, and that could be what you're looking at as a number five. I still think the Astros are going to search free agent market and try to find a value guy that they think they're, you know, that Brent Strom can work with to develop to get more out of
the. Hey, listen, as long as Brent Strom doesn't leave, then the Astros are going to be just fine.
Brent Strom is too old to go anywhere, so don't even think about it, any team.
So is Charlie Morton, by the way. Do you think Charlie Morton wants to uproot his whole family and bring.
He's going to be 35 years old.
Why do you think he's. I don't think he's. I think
$6 million a year is a fine salary for him.
Well, then it's a pay cut. He made $7 last year.
Well, there's no other people to pay.
I think $220 would be the right number.
Ten a year.
Ten a year.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Is Charlie?
I would think so. What does Charlie Morton need money for? Have you ever talked to Charlie Morton? Charlie Morton is like, it seems to me that
Morton need money for?
He's the most level-headed, down to earth.
Guys who are like that typically don't need money.
They don't need any money. I mean, he's not living a baller lifestyle. I'm going to tell you this about Charlie Morton. He's not living a baller lifestyle.
That doesn't mean he's going to take less than he's worth.
Well, but he's like Belize. What is a man worth?
It's what he believes he's worth. If the Astros offer him something he believes he's worth more than, he's going to say, bye.
Hold on. So Belizean dollars are 2-1. So if we go with a $10 bill, it turns into 20 Belizean dollars. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So
let's
move
to Belize.
So if you give Charlie,
the Belize Astros?
I don't want to do that. Turn it into Belize Astros. It's a great spot to visit. I'm not living in Belize. But let's just say you give Charlie Morton $5 million. Really, for Charlie Morton dollars, Dell, that's like $10
million. What is that?
Because Charlie is not a baller. So he can do more with his
fine.
Money.
Right. Yeah. But is it? For Mrs. Morton, is $5 million like $10 million?
I'm almost positive that she, you know what, she doesn't need gold. I'm sure pearls are fine.
At 15-3, is Miss Morton or Mrs. Morton going to look out and look at Mrs. Keuchel? Is he married? Dallas Keuchel married?
Yeah.
Is she going to look out and see Mrs. Keuchel cashing a check for $17 or $18 a year and be like, wait a minute? Charlie went 15-3.
She seems very level-headed to me.
We don't covet thy neighbor's wife.
I didn't say no covet thy neighbor's wife's check.
Okay? We're not jealous of other people's
Let's switch it here.
All those pictures of the Astros' wives are cute and all, and they hang out in the playoffs. But you know what?
They wear jean jackets.
You know what's not so cute? When my husband's better than your husband, and he's making... In your guys' estimation, $12 million more.
So that's okay. That's fine. You know what? I always say? Good for you.
Okay.
You know what? God bless.
I'm about to test this, Del. Let's say Wendy was married to Charlie Morton. How would she like all this?
She's
going to
be married. Okay. Let's say Joey Votto.
Well, let's say she's married to Charlie Morton. Would she like this conversation about us messing with Charlie's money?
No. Probably not. She doesn't. But Wendy. Living a baller lifestyle. Okay. Married to Charlie Morton.
That's what I'm saying. So it just depends on Charlie's wife. Dell's probably right. It probably depends on Mrs. Morton.
Yeah.
Look, if Mrs. Morton is listening to this conversation, she's like, bleep you guys.
I don't even think Mrs. Morton bedazzled her jean jacket like the
marvelous
other, like
Mrs.
the other wives.
Morton. It was on Amazon.
All she put on there was CFM. That's it. Yeah. That's all she
and
put
marker,
on
in a marker.
I feel like if a woman put CFM on a jean jacket, She about that paper.
I don't think Mrs. Morton bought that paper. I think she's satisfied with whatever Charlie can bring home.
100% chance we will.
She
never...
sends him off in the morning with a lunch pail.
No,
and he comes back at night.
No,
we are never going to be hired to be anyone's agent. That's clear. Like our client doesn't need much.
Nope,
he's thrifty.
Nope. Let's.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is Mrs. Morton's theme song.
No, that ain't Ms. Morton.
Then don't go to New York, Charlie, because that $10 million turns into, that's like going to Japan, to Tokyo. If you go to New York, your American dollar is going to decrease drastically.
Guess what? That's right. That's right, by the way.
$6 million Houston dollars is worth $10 million New York dollars.
He can go pitch for the Rays.
Who wants to live in that trash-ass place?
He can go pitch for the Rays, and the money's pretty good, and there's no state tax in Florida? I think
we figured this out. Yeah, you got to live in Florida, though.
No, Texas. No state tax. Yeah. Thank you. Good night. Yeah. It's over.
This really should
Texas
be over.
Wins. Texas wins again.
All I'm saying is stop looking at that man's wallet.
Charlie is just a thrifty guy. He's a thrifty guy.
All right, when we come back, we got a lot of stuff to do right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. There was actually, I want to get into this. There was actually a very disappointing cat fight that we need to talk about. Very disappointing, but we'll do that on the other side. Absolute Marble and Granite is what we're talking about now. That's not disappointing at all. What you're going to love about Absolute Marble and Granite is that Jeff Aronoff is going to come to your home and, yeah, hey, he is going to make sure that that new outdoor patio looks unbelievable. That new outdoor kitchen, that new countertop, that new vanity. You redo your entire fireplace. Granite, tile, marble, all of these things. Absolute Marble and Granite. This is what Jeff Aronoff does every day. He replaces entire... Now, after the flood, you know, you want to make a playroom for the kids. Well, he puts in the countertops for the entire playroom, and you got a wonderful place for the kids to be able to put their TV so you don't have to talk to them anymore. They can just watch TV in there. Jeff Aronoff will do this job every single time and at 25% off right now. 713-880-2822. You need all this stuff done. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
Well, there's some really bad news on the Charlie Morton front. Do you hear this music?
Yes.
Doesn't this sound like something kind of fancy?
Schmancy, yeah.
Sounds like money is what it sounds like. And let me tell you why. Let me paint the picture. There's someone walking around with the long tails, gloves on, and he's got a tray of hors d'oeuvres. Would you care for some quail or foie gras? There's the champagne passing around. You know why? Because I just checked Wikipedia. Do you know what Charlie Morton's real name is? This is a wrap. His name is Charles Alfred Morton IV. And his son's name is Charles Alfred Morton V. That's money. That ain't going to be take $6 million in Houston if his name is Charles Alfred Morton.
No, he's not taking six. He made seven last year. They're not going to give him
less. Well, I was going to give him six.
Well, I know you were.
Was he 15-3 yesterday?
Which is why Jeff Luhnow did not make you general manager.
Jeff Luhnow would love my idea here. Was he 15-3 last year?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, this last year?
This past season he was 15-3. Yeah. The year before was 13-5.
Wait.
The 14-7, excuse me.
Yeah, the past year.
2017, 14-7.
His big year.
2018, 15-3. He is 29-10 over the last two seasons.
No, I'm getting him mixed up with the year before. You're not going to be able to get him six.
Thank you.
Let's go to 7.5.
What?
That's all he wants is $10
million. But it's not going to be 7.5
He'll
either.
Be happy. He wants to stay in Houston.
God, these seasons are all blended
together
for me.
Do you know our socialites? We have more millionaires per capita.
His record as an Astros probably going to be better than Justin Verlander's win rate. I'm just talking about career when it's all said and done.
Yeah, if you break down in all of his numbers, he had best win percentage in the league, didn't he? I'm pretty sure he had best win.
Oh, at 15-3, absolutely.
15-3, absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Charles Alfred Morton IV, and he's got a kid named Charles Alfred Morton V. We're not getting Charlie effing Morton.
Again,
this guy has
more millionaires per capita than anywhere. That's what we're all about. The social. We have more socialites.
Now you've turned it to Charlie's wife likes to listen to country music and drive a pickup truck.
No.
To Charlie's now in a socialite scene, I see.
The socialite.
You are admitting, though, that the name Charles Alfred Morton IV is a concern when it comes to money.
It's a huge concern. Yeah. It's a huge concern. I didn't know that was his name. But I will say this, talking to Charlie, he's down to earth. He's just so down to earth. He doesn't care.
You know what down to earth people don't like doing? You shorten them on their money.
That's true. But now, a man's word is a man's word.
Well,
and we had a handshake agreement, and my word is bond. If he uses a phrase like, my word is bond, that's not what you,
bet,
you
know. You remember back in the day, though, when Nolan Ryan made $1 million? No man's worth $1 million in this world.
Nolan had a point.
And then Kirby Puckett made $3 million.
I'd like to make $1 million.
Yeah.
But probably baseball players don't need to.
No, they don't need that. Stop. You're playing a game, a kid's game, okay?
Let me check his early life here. Native of New Jersey, that could be money. It might not be money.
Flemington.
Former Penn State basketball.
Where's Flemington?
He's married. Let's see. Born on November 12th to Gene and Chip Morton. Chip was a former Penn State basketball player and an accountant. Oh, God. His grandfather is a former baseball player who played in the Philadelphia Athletics farm system.
You see, he's already got money. He comes from money. Okay?
You know what people who come from money like? More.
He's
not going to turn down more money just because he comes from money.
He grew up. Charlie doesn't seem like a New Jersey guy, though, does he?
No, not at all.
He seems like he might be Kentucky. He grew up in New Jersey idolizing Roger Clemens and Derek Jeter.
You see?
No, but those guys made a lot of money.
I know. They were Yankees.
Roger Clemens.
And both of them are Yankees.
Yankees asked for his medicals. They're looking at him right now.
Roger Clemens, Astro.
Jeter and Roger, Yankees.
How many times did Jeter play down here? A lot.
Trying to find anything that says.
Not that much.
Well.
Most of his career, the Astros are in the National League.
That doesn't matter anymore. I mean, what about. Listen, stop trying to get.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be an Astro. I'm just trying to poo-poo this whole Charlie's looking to take less to be an Astro.
It's what Charlie's all about, okay?
Charlie Morton came to prominence in his mid-30s. He hasn't had a big deal yet.
Some people get really concerned about guys
who come to. He's 35. He ain't getting that huge deal.
He'll get a one-year deal
someplace,
possibly.
Some people get very
possibly.
Concerned about guys who come to the prominence in their mid-30s. Yeah. Like, this is suspicious.
Yeah. So we've got Charlie Morton's going to resign here. This story's
if
over.
If Charlie Morton leaves, I'm immediately putting steroids on him. Just going to let you know. If he leaves, I'm smearing his name.
Pine tar. He was the only one. He's the one that brought that pine tar. Calamity.
Not yet. Let's wait to see who signs.
Okay,
where.
We'll see where he signs.
Let's see who signs.
No,
where,
Charlie's.
I'm going to be quick to
Charlie
smear his
name.
Charlie
will always have a special place.
Oh,
no matter
absolutely.
What. No matter what. Game seven.
Charlie looked like the most dominant pitcher in Astros history against the Dodgers. Yeah. So Charlie's good wherever.
No matter what.
I'll only make him pay 50% of the bill.
Always be for CFM.
I'll split a bill with him for sure.
This is there's an interesting. Are the kids on their way to school right now?
It is only
7:25. Yeah, I feel like they're 100% on their way to school.
Kids, get to school. Okay. Why are you lollygagging this morning?
Why are you so concerned? You got a story you don't think they should hear?
Well, there's a. I don't know. Does anybody really know what Miss Bum Bum is?
I think you should explain if they don't.
Does anybody really know? It's kind of a slow day. Did anybody play yesterday in anything?
Nobody that we
LeBron
really care
played,
about.
LeBron played, John. It's always a busy day on ESPN when LeBron played.
I know
played.
Jimmy Butler played, so Rocket fans can be interested in that, I guess.
I love how they started the season early in basketball to avoid all the difficult scheduling situations. The Rockets now have like 4 days off between every game. What is the point? Well, you're just giving them the rest right now.
Don't you want Chris Paul to play throughout the season?
Yeah, but it's not going to be like this down the road. Why don't you spread out some of those? Why don't you use the early start so you can spread out the time in between games later? I mean, they started 2 weeks in advance, and now they're waiting 4 to 5 days between games. And then for whatever reason, you got back-to-back situations going on for Oklahoma City.
Well, you got to have some
multiple times, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. That doesn't make much sense. But, yeah, there really wasn't much. There's really not much. Is Kansas playing Duke anytime soon?
No, it was only a one-game thing. It wasn't like a a tournament.
But Kansas needs to play Duke so we can settle this thing once and for all. And then the season will be over.
Why are we ending the season after the first game?
Because Duke's already won this thing.
No,
it's
they
over.
Haven't. They're number four. They're not even one of the top three teams.
Oh,
in the
really?
Nation.
Will they be, Lance? Will they be number four?
No, not really.
I don't really believe that.
They just won by about 30 against number two.
I kind of think that they're going to be, after their 118.
Oh, there was some big
win.
News yesterday.
What happened?
Tyler Irvin got cut.
Yeah, Tyler Irvin did get cut.
Tyler Ervin was just a definition of a guy. Not an explosive return man. Issues with being injured. Not an effective slot receiver. Not a running back. Tyler Ervin was just a guy who you could find anywhere. You can go to the waiver wires and pick up Tyler. In fact, they think they did by getting DeAndre Carter, who is a DB and a return man from Sacramento State. I remember writing him. Really good athlete.
Really little.
I didn't like Tyler Ervin coming out. He was not a. He clearly was not a running back in the NFL. He's too slight. Couldn't break. He just. And then as a return man, I understood the value of return man, but I always felt like Rick reached way up high. I felt like Tyler Ervin probably
would he have been
a sixth round,
a sixth rounder? No, maybe even undrafted.
For me, no. He was going to be drafted. He was just so slight.
Yeah,
he just wasn't a big.
Well,
guy.
Not. But then you traded that in for a 5'8" guy.
But he's at least a little more thick.
But yeah, well, that's great. He's little. He's a little fella. That'll be interesting. 713-780-3776. When we get back, there's a huge story, though, in Brazil.
We're going to get to Miss Bum Bum, right?
We are going to get to Miss Bum Bum on the other side. But the kids are on their way to school.
And I got questions for you two regarding that.
The kids are getting dropped off at school right now. So when we come back, Miss Bum Bum, right here on ESPN. One of the important stories.
720 to
748. The important stories we cover right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, what about a patio?
Well, that's a very important story. Could be for you. And Stephen told me they've had a bunch of people go to the site. I guess you guys want to see what my backyard looked like. Look, I'm very proud of what it looks like now. They redid the siding in all the back. They redid the windows. I mean, this is a big project, but I also understood that this is going to make my home a place where I really wanted to live. I haven't, knock on wood, flooded on any of the major floods. And so I'm in no hurry to get away from my house. But that patio was a decision I decided to make back in 2015, and when I decided to do it, I wanted to go out and find somebody who could build a great patio. And I went and looked at a variety of people, and somebody on direct message on Twitter said, you need to check out Texas Custom Patios. And I went to their website and looked at the work, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's unbelievable. I don't think my house could look like that. And the owner, actually, here in Houston, but you know, there's a ton of great designers that he used, he came out to the house and said, oh, this is perfect. And he had a vision right there when he walked in the backyard. This is perfect. I can see this. We're going to add a roof line right here. We're going to do this, going to do that. And he could see it. I couldn't. They have professional designers that will draw it up for you, and you'll see exactly what your patio is going to look like. If you want to see the before and after of mine, this is staggering. I've never put anything on social media that has gained this much traction ever. Not anything personal. Hey, here's my wife. Look at her. Great 10 years of marriage. Nothing. My patio, they love it. Go to TCP, that's Texas Custom Patios, tcplance.com, and take a look at what your home could look like before and after. They can do pergolas, outdoor kitchens, outdoor living spaces like I have, screened-in porches. They can do sunrooms. They can also do room additions. Go check out the handiwork. It is incredible. Texas Custom Patios, or go to tcplance.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 734 ESPN 97.5. Since the kids are in school now, it's time to talk about it. There's an issue. In Brazil, they have a Miss Bum Bum contest where it's exactly what you think it is. A lot of thongs, a lot of women parading around on stage. It's become huge. And it's quite the if you're Miss Bum Bum in Brazil, I mean, that's saying something, okay? It's quite the accolade to be Miss Bum. Probably better than being Miss Brazil in the Miss Universe contest, if you want to know the truth. And Ellen Santana won. As she was giving...
She was one of the favorites.
You had her as a favorite?
Yeah.
Would you have her first? What kind of grade
did
you have on her?
No, I mean, I didn't have a grade, but she was, from an odd standpoint, she was one of the odds on.
She was one of the favorites?
Yeah, she's one of the top three.
What do they call that sash that they give them?
sash.
A sash?
Yeah.
Oh, they call it a sash. Well, she got the winning sash, and she was named Miss Bum Bum. And
you know, the little ribbon that has the writing on it. And
So she's given that. One of the other contestants comes up and takes it off of her, and they kind of go back and forth
and puts it on herself.
And then it was taken off of her and put back and given. And then they got another one so that the girl who was being a little biznatch could keep it. Okay.
Well, did they give her another one? I saw she had the Brazilian flag and started doing a little dance.
No. They gave her there were two out there because they said, you know what, we're not going to fight you for it. We'll just put another one on Ellen, back on Ellen. So, but it said the headline said cat fight breaks out.
Yeah.
It's not a good cat fight. First of all,
do you want
to talk about
that's clickbait.
Clickbait.
That's click. That's what's called clickbait.
Misleading headlines.
For kids who are added to school like mine, you really have got to turn, Nick. Turn the channel. But this is, if for the kids who are still listening, that's called clickbait. And we don't like that because what it is it tries to dupe you into reading an article or seeing a video with expectations of one thing that fall well short of your expectations.
Right.
That's the definition.
Clickbait today might be our president had an altercation with a journalist.
Well, that happened.
Well, no, because he's not really a journalist. He works for CNN, fake news.
Oh. Well, and the president wasn't involved in an altercation.
Well, yeah. So
it was a verbal altercation.
Yeah, it was a verbal altercation. And, oh, by the way, didn't he attack an intern, that journalist?
Heated altercation.
No.
Well, that's why they took away his credentials.
Yes, that was the press secretary said he assaulted, I guess.
Right, he assaulted the intern who was trying to take the mic away from him.
Yes.
Well, so can't, gotta go.
He assaulted her?
That's what was assault. Said, yes.
Assault.
Oh, watch that.
Yeah.
He's just trying to hang on to the mic.
Yeah, well,
and then,
it's assault.
That's
assault in 2018.
It doesn't take much.
And I love, before we get back to Ms. Bum Bum, everyone who's on a certain side was like, believe all women, believe all women. Wait a minute, there's video. We don't need to believe. That's not the same thing. There's a video of what happened. We don't have to believe all women in this instance. We can watch the video and determine what we feel.
And she was assaulted.
So let the record reflect. Dell said,
yep.
In his words, and he believes
in this instance,
he said, believe all women.
The hashtag believe all women
do.
Is not appropriate because there's a video that you can watch and determine one way or the other how
you
feel.
You still don't want to believe her? Is that it?
Those
are the views of Dell and not necessarily those of John and Lance.
The intern didn't make a claim. It was the press secretary who made the claim.
All right. And a press secretary in the Trump administration would lie?
I didn't say that. You said that, not me.
Thank you. Case closed. I rest my case. So anyway, so that's clickbait, okay?
Yeah.
And this is clickbait because there was no cat fight. That's overstating it. There was a sash fight. One taking the sash off. It's embarrassing. Here's the issue. What's at issue now? Is there plastic in Ellen Santana's booty? Okay. That's what the other contestant was claiming. She's basically using steroids. Okay.
PEDs.
Should you be able to participate in the Miss Bum Bum competition?
Absolutely not.
I
would typically avoid this conversation as per the commissioner. Bruce Irvin did sign a 1-year, $1.5 million. I think that is with the Falcons. I think that's a big story we need to be talking about. Amir Abdullah being picked up. Dez with the Saints. Amir Abdullah with the Vikings. It's like a new free agency only for guys who aren't disappointing.
Who aren't good.
Yeah. the disappointing free agency.
Period. Did it end yesterday?
Yeah.
It ended yesterday?
Yeah,
it must have been some kind of deadline to pick up
Dez,
big name disappointing
Bruce
players.
Irvin, or players who have badmouthed their own teams like Bruce Irvin. Anyway, or guys who fumble every other snap like Amir Abdullah. But no, I'm going to take a stand here. This is no good. I understand the augmentation has become a thing up top for years and years and years. We can't turn this into the norm for the Bum Bum contest.
Well, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. I asked you before the show if you two were given the opportunity to be judges at a Miss Bum Bum. You both said you'd do it.
As my wife was out of the country.
That. Well, yeah, there were some caveats.
If there was a lot of money and they were forced, and David Gow forced me.
Yeah,
okay.
David Gow said you have to do this or you lose your job.
Yeah.
And this
this,
which is basically a financial gun to my head.
Right. This dispute came up. How would you two as judges determine the winner or the validity of the accusation?
Well, I don't know. How are you supposed to know whether or not there's plastic?
What's the science?
Well, I believe we know one way to do it.
LSU fan came stuck his spike in my boot.
No. That's not how you find out.
Are you sure? Because if you did that at Miss Bum Bum, you'd know plastic or not plastic.
In the day, they used to put thermometers up there.
Yeah, for children, for fever, for babies.
I disapprove of all of that, if you want to know the truth.
So, as a judge at the Miss Bum Bum,
I'm still waiting for that soundbite to get old.
An LSU fan came stuck his spike in my booty.
It's still good.
No, I think that passes the test of time. Yeah. I just don't know. Is it wrong to have? Are you cheating if you have plastic booty? That's all I'm asking.
Yes.
Do you think that?
Yes.
It's not natural, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Well, why is it okay up top, but it's not okay down below?
Dell never speaks on this. You don't like the cheating.
I'm not a huge fan of plastic anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not either.
What about
personally.
Enhanced up here? That's okay?
A woman can do whatever she likes with her body, but if we're going to be our misogynistic selves, I'm not a huge fan of plastic.
Uh-huh. I'm not either. I think women are beautiful how they are.
Yeah. Just
I didn't say all that.
Natural.
I didn't say all that. I just said I'm not a fan of plastic.
Whoa. Dell just went in on.
See, those views again are not.
Once
those.
Again, John and Lance think that all women are beautiful.
Beautiful and in every way.
And I would say you two are being phony. But
not at all.
So you're not a fan of enhancement in any way, shape, or form.
I mean, I'm not.
See, those are not the views of
me. I'm not
anyway.
Going out of my way to shame someone over them. It's not my place. Do what you'd like. But if you're asking, no, I'm not a fan.
No, okay. You can actually.
I can
wholeheartedly disagree with you. But
I understand.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I just think that this controversy needs to.
Be
addressed.
No, I don't. I'm not into the PEDs.
Would you determine if
I need another science.
A booty was fake?
I need another science. I'm assuming Trevor Bauer knows because he knows all forms of cheating. Trevor Bauer has already figured everything out. He knows how things. When you're cheating, he knows, and I would ask him, hey, do you have any of your special machines that can tell us what the deal is on this, on the bum rate or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
The bum rate? I don't know if there is a rate for this.
Do you think there's a
if
machine?
If there's a measurement.
There's a bum rate?
Let me tell you something. I saw machine learning.
Listen.
I've got my hands on a company my hands on a company who has artificial intelligence that can measure. They do player tracking. And I saw what they're capable of doing. I got to think they can somehow figure this out.
I'm old school. I'm going to use my human eyes. Okay? I'm going to use my...
As long as it stays eyes.
You're not going to do the finger test?
As it stays eyes.
No. I'm going to use my human eyes, and I'm going to let them... I'm like the old scout, okay?
Oh, okay.
That went out and found Nolan Ryan.
I don't need these fancy analytics.
I can
just put it on my hands. I don't need it. Yep. This is real. This ain't, I don't need to know how to, and squeeze the glute, and you got a glute exercise. Just do the like the old days where you just did just some good old-fashioned lunges. Just lunge and eat yourself a lot of steak.
Yep.
The good old days.
Well, that's how we did it back in the day.
I believe the finger test should be invoked at Miss Bum Bum.
That's going to be the case.
Why is Aunt Alaska calling, every week now?
Analytics.
You know who Aunt Alaska is?
I don't know what that is.
That is the superintendent that said Deshaun, black quarterbacks can't make decisions fast enough.
What? Aunt Alaska?
Remember that superintendent?
Was that his last name?
No,
or the school?
That's the school district.
Oh, I didn't even remember. The news cycle, I mean, when it's gone, it's gone.
No, Aunt Alaska will live on forever, okay? Because that idiot. Well, you want to bring on Aunt Alaska? Let's see what they think.
That guy is really struggling right now with that opinion. Deshaun 6-0 in the
last
right.
On Alaska, what do you guys think about the Miss Bum Bum contest?
Hey, I think you guys are on to something there. I think I'm with you guys as far as if she's been had any type of augmentation or anything. If they're fake, that's cheating. that's cheating. And, yes. But the best way, what I was really calling about, is how you guys can figure out if they're real or not. And you have to use your five senses, your sense of sight, smell, feel, and definitely one of your senses of taste.
Okay,
whoa, that's all. That's
delete,
all.
Delete them. Cut them.
Beat it.
Off.
Beat it.
Off.
Right. Using, he wants to use all your senses.
Off. We're not doing the senses. We're not doing any of the senses.
Wow. I didn't know that.
He is. This is why he was fired. That's why he's fired. Stuff like that. He's got to learn to self-censor.
You,
inside voice on Alaska.
You need to save him some money because he doesn't have a job anymore.
Commissioner, I tried to talk about Bruce Irvin.
Tried to.
Amir Abdullah. Dez finally has a home. I tried to do that, Commissioner.
Now, why don't you save him money because he doesn't have a job anymore?
Let me tell you something right now. Bill Advisor can do this for you. You want to know what Bill Advisor can do? They can lower rates like internet. They can lower rates like satellite, cell phone, cable, home phone, the bundled packages. I've got a bundled package. It's the lowest rates possible because I know it is, and I've had it for 6 or 7 years. Ooh, that's if you've had your service for several years now, you're the person I'm talking to because loyal customers get taken advantage of. Loyal customers who pay on time, and I was one of those fools too, not because you're loyal, not because you pay on time, but because they will raise the rates on you. And you don't get better service. You don't get more service. If anything, you have to start paying more for the same service. And what Bill Advisor will do is they go in there and they take a look at your bills. They know exactly what your bill should be for the service you have. They do this all the time. And if you're paying too much or if you have some of those fees, because some companies will put some fees on that they can get taken off, what they'll do is they'll go in and renegotiate your rates for you. And with renegotiated rates, you're going to end up saving hundreds and in many cases thousands on your services. And that doesn't just stop with this year. That carries into the next year and the year after that because of what you would have been paying and what you're paying now. Let Bill Advisor for just $12.99 a month. It's about $150 a year. Handle all of your bill renegotiations with customer retention so they get you into the right prices and put more of your money back where it belongs in your pocket. Go to BillAdvisor.com. That's BillAdvisor.com or text GO to 232323.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see the story about the Alabama fan who was beaten to death in a bar by two? I think they need to reassess before they just say it's two LSU fans who beat up a Bama fan. This guy was a Bama fan in a bar fight after the LSU game. He was in a parish that I had never heard of called Tangapahua.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Yeah, parish bar. According to police, officers were called to the pub early Sunday morning in response to a bar fight with injuries. 46-year-old Robert Bowers suffered serious injuries after being knocked unconscious by two other men at the bar. Police say a volunteer firefighter tried to work on him while medics were on the way. A family member tells WBRZ that Bowers, a Louisiana resident, was an adamant fan of the Crimson Tide and had gone to watch the Bama LSU game earlier that night. They believe the attack was motivated by Bowers' fandom. But let me keep going. The police chief Bree Larrison initially told the Advocate he believed the fight began as an argument over the LSU game, though he later backed away from that assertion, saying the cause of the fight was still unclear. The chief added that Bowers' niece was reportedly, quote-unquote, agitating the situation and was removed from the bar before the fight, but couldn't say how that may have factored in the altercation. It's believed Bowers was arguing with 27-year-old Isaiah Crockett when a second person, 24-year-old Ryan Anthony, blindsided him. Both men then allegedly proceeded to beat Bowers while he was on the floor. Crockett and Anthony have been arrested and booked on felony manslaughter charges. So the guy ended up dying in the hospital.
So dumb.
And I don't know if this is about LSU.
So dumb.
LSU versus Alabama. I do know this.
It was, to the night action, it was at the game, and he's a big Bama fan. Let me use my detective skills.
There's a good chance.
I watched Law and Order. Okay, I'm gonna tell you right here and now from my, this seat right
here. These two do look like they would.
Oh yeah, those two definitely.
I do. These guys look like swamps. Hey, listen,
if it wasn't that fan, it would have been somebody else.
But let me ask you this: you know what I don't like hearing? The niece was quote unquote agitating. This is one thing that people cannot do. Don't be an agitant. Don't be somebody who is making it worse for someone who may have to fight multiple people or get knocked out or knocked unconscious and killed. Here, do me a favor. Don't be part of the solution and not the problem. Mm. How many times do you see these, and we've all seen enough, like, fights at sporting events or bars captured on YouTube or that you've seen in person, where it's just, it's the irritant who can't shut up, who makes things worse. A lot of times, girlfriends or wives, like, shut the up and just stop trying to make things worse. I don't understand the need to try to make things worse. For what? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, but you know what? Try not to beat someone to death. Okay.
Because I don't care what she said.
I don't care how she agitated. Don't beat someone to death. You're right. That's so freaking stupid. People are stupid. All right. Major Applewhite on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, Craig DeSurf. That's what I want to talk about.
Craig DeSurf is awesome. We're going to be out there November 16th and broadcasting live. If you guys are in the Angleton area or in, I don't, any of the surrounding areas, or you're just right here in Houston, you want to make that 45-minute drive, then come on out, because I can tell you this, you're going to have some great options for vehicles for you to choose from. They've got some amazing incentives going on right now in November, but here's just some of them. If you go to LanceZCars.com, you can see 0% financing for 72 months on the 2018 GMC Yukon and XL models. That is no finance rate for 72 full months. That is awesome. That's going on for November right now. Well, for the Black Friday event. They're going to have that on Black Friday. So if you're looking to get a vehicle, now might be the time to go look at the XL because of the rates with the gas rates. It's like, man, this makes a lot of sense. How about $3,000 off total cash allowance on the 2018 Chevy Suburban? If you're looking to make a statement, you can do that there. The 2018 Buick Encore Black Friday event, combined 4,000 purchase allowance with price reduction below MSRP. And at the end of the day, you are going to come out to $21,475 price after all offers on the Encore, plus receive $750 down payment assistance. These are some of the best programs that I've seen over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And to go see them for yourself and to see the entire stock, go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. Right there in Angleton, Craig DeSurf is going to make it happen for you like he did for me and like he does for thousands of car buyers over the years. It's Craig DeSurf over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.